Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah. But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants.
Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Cryptids are going by, yeah. Line of great and powerful mystery.
And I'm Jay Clone 16.
Ah!
Whoa. I don't, what is that?
Ah!
Is that like the I drank too much coffee voice?
No.
Oh.
I'm just congested and sniffly.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not sick. It's just ice fishing. I got back from ice fishing and always. And shout out to Bailey for drinking Satan's blood.
Oh my gosh.
At the World International Jerky Outlet.
Something like that, yeah. The big giant jerky store.
From the Cabela's.
In Dundee, Michigan.
Anybody that knows, so Satan's blood is 800,000 Scoville units. And it's thick, like, thicker than syrup.
Yes, way thicker than syrup.
And they warned Bailey not to touch the, like, they give it to him on a toothpick. If you drank it, you would die. That's, you know, like, if you just swugged out of the bottle, you would just die. And every time you swallow, it gets worse.
Yeah, and he did it.
And he did it, and he handled it like a champ.
Yeah, he did, actually. He didn't even turn red.
No, that's, like...
He just kept drinking. Yep, it's hot.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yep, it's worse when you swallow. And yep, she's right.
I drank probably about a gallon and a half of root beer.
Yeah,
there.
I know.
Like, got any milk?
That's what I probably needed.
No, so...
Satan's blood. Do not recommend.
Yeah, the trip was awesome, though. We had a lot of fun with the Patreon people.
Yeah.
Ice
fishing, we caught some fish.
Won a major jackpot at the casino I did.
You said that like Yoda. Won a major jackpot at the casino I did.
Let's see. Everybody left with money except one person.
Yeah, me. Yeah, just get it over with. Me, I lost. All right, so what? I'm not ever going back there again.
yeah, you are. Next
nope,
year.
Not going.
No, I like it. I like that game a lot just because... I got the dragon
the
probably...
The one I showed you? Yeah. The game I introduced you to?
I got the dragon probably... 30 times, but it didn't land every time.
Well, yeah.
I probably only landed 1 in 4.
What he's referring to is this slot machine called Treasure Ball. Any of you seasoned gamblers out there may...
you definitely know what it is.
Know what it is, yeah. Treasure Ball. Find it, play it, it's fun. And, yeah, if you win, you usually win pretty big, but unless
you
you're me.
You don't.
Yeah, unless you're me this time.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, though, either way. We tried to... me and Bailey tried... Oh, what was it?
Yeehaw.
Roulette for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting. I didn't care for it a lot.
It's a lot of things to bet on.
Yeah. because when me and Bailey didn't bet on, we didn't know what the gold ball was.
Shoot, me either. Tell.
And I was betting on it every time until the time it came up.
Right. Yeah. Then you stopped.
Because I didn't know what it was. It was taking 50 cents every time. And I'm like, I don't know what this thing is.
Yeah.
And then the nice lady explained it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get good people and sometimes you get people like, no, you're taking money from me.
Right. Yeah.
No, the house is taking money from everybody.
Yeah. We're in this together.
All right.
Just so, don't gamble.
Patreon trip is fun. If you guys want to be included in any more of the camping or ice fishing or trips or anything like that, we do with the Patreon crew. Join Patreon at Crazy Corn Patreon.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Come hang out with us.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about the Averysboro Galley Nipper.
The Galley Nipper?
The Galley Nipper.
Okay. Averysboro Galley Nipper.
Yeah, so we don't have an interview for this week, so we're just doing a nice little short. One of the fearsome critters, and be in mind, the season finale is coming up next week-ish, something like that. So get ready for the longest episode probably ever.
Yay.
And then season 7 will be the longest episode ever, and then I'm probably going to hit the restart on how we do them.
Yeah, something's got to change, or it's just building up to the 24-hour podcast.
That's what season 7 will be. 24 hours.
Uh-huh. This finale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't know. It'll probably change my mind here in a month.
We'll find out.
All right. So the Averysboro Galley Nipper.
All right.
Do you know where Averysboro is?
I don't. Is it a ship?
No, it's a place.
Okay.
North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Nope, I didn't know that.
So it was first kind of sighted in the 1850s. Its last sighting was 1855 in Taskagunny, Hawaii Cave, North Carolina. It's a Native American word with a bunch of commas in it.
Okay. I think you nailed it. I'm pretty sure you nailed it. I know my Native American dialect. And
the Averysboro Gilly Nipper, or Galley Nipper, is a giant mosquito reportedly as large as a hawk.
A giant mosquito?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you didn't mention that earlier.
That's what we're getting.
Oh, this is awful. Okay, go on.
I'll tell you my mosquito story in a minute.
I got one. I don't know if I share it on here.
I don't know either. The sting it carries on its head could slice its way through a man's arm.
Sting on its head?
Like a stinger.
Okay.
So it has an extra thing on its head, like a blade. Instead of sucking blood, they go out. They want to cut and get to the blood now.
Ah, okay.
The bite from the Gilly Nipper could mean certain death.
Hmm.
The mosquito could drain all of the blood from a man in a single gulp.
That's pretty powerful.
Do you remember The Land of the Lost, the Will Ferrell one?
I did see it, but one time.
When he's playing Kumbaya at the campfire, you see a big mosquito, like the size of a hawk, fly down and kind of disappear behind him.
Oh, it's this thing.
And he starts, like, getting real weird, and he turns, like, pale. And instantly gets, like, bags under his eyes. And he's like, I gotta lay down. He turns, and it's, like, the size of a bowling ball on his back.
Mosquito?
Yeah.
Sucking all the blood out of him? Okay, yes. So it's this thing.
Yeah. So more than an alligator, more than a bear, more than a panther that hid in the trees, the lumberland who worked in the swamps of North Carolina filled the Galley Nipper most of all.
Mm.
The legend of the Galley Nipper originates around what's now a formerly abandoned town of Averysboro. However, many coastal towns in North Carolina have similar versions of this story, including the state's own oldest town, Bath. The earliest accounts of the giant mosquito comes from the local Native American tribes and their mythologies.
Mm.
But yeah, there's not a ton on this. You know, it's one of the fearsome creatures. I have a little bit of history on it, but there's not.
Oh, this is a Lumber Lore Legends?
Kind of.
Legend?
It's one of those ones that's walking both.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's some other stuff to it, and it falls in the Lumber Lore.
Okay.
So
they might use it to account for some things that are happening out in the woods.
Yeah.
But there are some actual evidence or stories of these things.
Yeah, at least the Native Americans definitely talked about these super-sized mosquitoes or similar creatures. What's your mosquito story?
I think me and my brother back in, I can't remember how old we were, but this is still before we had our own individual rooms. So we shared a bedroom. And my bedroom was closer to the windows, or my bed, and his bed was on the other side of the room. And one night, you know, we went to sleep. And when I woke up the next morning, I guess a swarm of mosquitoes came in, and I don't know if the window was just cracked slightly enough. A swarm came in, and I had mosquito bites on every exposed part of my body. Like, my whole left arm was just bites. All the way up and down my left arm. They got into my back, like under my shirt. It was all up my back. My neck was covered. And to the point where I woke up and, like, didn't know, like, what was going on. It looked disgusting. And my mom let me stay home from school that day. But my brother, he got bit as well. But he only got one mosquito bite. And it was on the very tip of his nose. And it looked like, and it was big, like, it swelled up big and pointy. So we had this one bite.
Like on a witch's nose?
Yes, on the tip of his nose. It looked like the Who's, you know how their nose, like, yeah, point up? Yeah. His nose looked like it pointed up because the little point from the mosquito bite looked was like pointing up.
A witch's nose.
It was hilarious, and it was bright red. But she made him go to school, obviously, because it was a mosquito bite.
But you had 500 of them?
I had 500 of them. Like, it was really, really bad. Like, luckily, I don't think they were genetically modifying them yet at that point. I don't think Bill Gates got his fingers into the mosquito world yet.
No, they've been doing that a long time.
Oh, shoot. Well, maybe
probably the 70s.
Yeah, then I'm definitely infected with something that they were targeting me, probably, even back then as an 8-year-old.
But, you know, there is, like, blood type and stuff like that they're more attracted to.
Yeah. It was nuts, though. That's the most I've ever been bit by mosquitoes, and they ate me up.
Normally, I'll get bit, but I'm not, like, Emily gets tore up,
mm-hmm.
and she's allergic, so it...
X-red.
Like, it welts.
I wonder if I'm allergic slightly, too.
Probably. It's to one of the enzymes that they, like, in their saliva.
Does hers go away? Like, kind of, like, swells up really, really bad, and then, like, a couple days later, it's just gone completely? Yeah. Okay.
No, so I was doing a survey for MBI when I was working for Fish, with Fish, and we... dump mosquitoes all the time. Like, it just was what it was. And we would go through a gallon of DEET a day. Just, you know, some of these sites.
Yeah.
Because it was like, well, I'd rather have the DEET than be eaten all day.
Right.
Have you ever seen tiger mosquitoes?
Are those the big mosquito killers?
No. That's a barrel galley.
Okay.
They're huge, black, with a little couple white stripes.
No.
They look freaky.
Let me look it up.
They carry a lot of diseases.
Like a freaky fauna, you're saying?
I don't want to ever talk about it again besides this little thing because we're talking about mosquitoes. No, so they're huge. Well, I thought they were the mosquito predators, like caddisflies.
Yes.
Which, barrel guys, caddisflies. I thought they were one of those. They are not. They bite through DEET. They bite through. We had them bite through like four layers of clothes, and it felt like fire.
Like, it hurts
every time they bit.
They bit you. Oh, gosh.
But it was like black clouds we were walking through.
Ooh, of tiger mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now.
Yeah, let me see the picture.
Oops. Just closed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're black and white. Like, they're crazy looking.
Yeah, they are.
They look like they have like a higher level of like West Nile and a couple of the other diseases they carry.
They look like a death mosquito.
They are. But I swear when we smacked them, they had feathers.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. They look gnarly.
Back to the galley nipper.
Yeah.
Only a cemetery surrounded by the grove and a Civil War museum remains for anyone passing through the port town of Aviesboro. According to the Monsters of North Carolina by John Hare, the town reportedly had records of the 1850s revealed that 13 of the 14 public buildings in the town sold liquor.
Okay.
According to the tradition, one of the town's tavern had a skeleton of what looked like a large flying animal suspended from the ceiling. Its bones carefully wiled together in a job that would have made many museum curators proud today. The skeleton had originally belonged to a large bird, perhaps a tundra swan.
I never heard such thing.
There's tundras, there's mutes, and there's trumpeters.
Okay.
So we've seen trumpeters this weekend.
Right, yeah, they're gigantic.
The tundras are smaller than trumpeters, but they're still massive.
Still big old birds, yeah, okay.
In which the priority, or the one of his friends had killed on a hunting excursion to the Outer Banks. Someone had removed the beak from the skeleton and replaced it with a long piece of bone that tapered to a point that looked like a large needle.
Okay.
Around the neck of the trophy hung a wooden plank upon which someone had roughly inscribed the words Averysboro Galley Nipper.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The trophy was meant to remind the visitors of the swarm of mosquitoes so large they were mistaken for birds. Belief in large mosquitoes was so widespread by the workmen cutting timber in the Cape Fear banks kept a wary eye for the creature himself.
Okay, so they were...
So the town of Averysboro had made the skeleton
from a
tundra swan.
Yeah.
Because they had experienced a real creature is what kind of the historians are going with.
Oh, okay. See, I thought they did it to symbolize how bad the mosquitoes could be.
That could be it, too.
Yeah.
But according to a lot of the stuff, because Averysboro is an abandoned town. It didn't exist. It didn't exist in the 1900s. We're talking about the 1850s.
So it's been long gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Tuscarora in the, I always pronounce this Native American group wrong. The Iroquois.
There you go.
The Tuscarora were an Iroquois people that were originally from the area of the South Great Lakes to present day New York. Around 500 BC, they began migrating and settling in North Carolina. The powerful Tuscarora nation blocked colonial expansion towards the Piedmont and south of Cape Fear. So most members of the tribe left North Carolina following their defeat in 1715. Tuscarora chief Elias Johnson, an 1800s chronicle of his tribe's history and lore, wrote of a mosquito as large as a man called a Roy Te Yo, stating, "It flew above with vast wings, making extremely loud noises, with a long stinger. And on whoever is lightened, it would suck all of the blood and kill them. Many warriors were destroyed in this way, and all attempts to subdue him were in vain." This again comes from Hare's book, the book I talked about earlier.
Okay.
Eventually, the creature's heart was pierced by an arrow, and it spawned a numerous pit of small mosquitoes that inhabit the world today. Now, that's a crazy story of mosquitoes.
Right.
There's a very similar creation story on the West Coast with Bigfoot mosquitoes.
Okay. That
for Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 3, I may have a speaker that will talk about that.
Oh, you're really foreshadowing.
Yeah, because I just don't think I will be able to do it this year because I'd like him as a headliner.
Okay.
But with the Bigfoot, with the Native American legends, there's a lot of cool storytellers or... So storytellers.
Yeah.
The Carolina Cherokee version. The Carolina Cherokee had their version of the Tuscarora Roteyo. However, in their version, the creature was a giant yellow jacket wasp called a Ooglagu.
No, screw that.
Ooglagu, meaning the boss.
I already hate yellow jackets. The thought of a giant yellow jacket,
As he is large enough to boss around anyone he wants was kind of the joke for the Cherokee.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
The Cherokee stated that the Ooglagu was large enough to swoop down and pick up children and carry them back to the lair, a cave in western North Carolina called Tascagouni, where the yellow jacket was. James Moore wrote of the legend, stating, "The hunters built fires around the hole, so the smoke filled the cave, and would smother the giant insect, multitudes of smaller ones escaped and increased the number of yellow jackets."
Gosh.
Which, before we knew it, were all over the world. Another thing from Hare's book.
Okay.
In both the Tuscarora and the Cherokee stories, similar modern insects were created from giant ones that were killed, which is kind of an interesting thing, because I believe with the Maori people, that's where eels came from, too. It was Moana. What's the other guy? The guy in the movie.
The big guy?
Yeah. Rock.
I've never seen them.
Maui.
Maui, that's his name?
Yeah, because one of his tattoos on his back.
Mm-hmm.
He killed a giant eel serpent.
Mm-hmm.
He slit its guts. It's in the song, he slit its guts, and that's how he made coconuts. Because he planted the guts and coconut trees grew in the Maori story. Roughly, and this is rough for me remembering Disney and some of the history.
Right.
But in the actual history, that he cut it three times. The eels that came, when he cut it, a bunch of eels came out of the head. Those became the freshwater eels of the world. When he cut it in the tail, those became the saltwater eels of the world.
Mm.
And then the middle is where he took the guts and made coconuts.
Mm, interesting.
So in the Avery Burroughs encounters, in 1855, the lumber worker named Red Sanders was reportedly stung by a galley nipper. However, some visitors of the story claim the giant mosquito bite was actually caused by hot coals. Interestingly, the original story he was a part of, where Red Sanders was burned by the hot or red hot coals added. Irish immigrants in the Cape Fear region also reported seeing giant mosquitoes in the 1850s.
Hmm.
Well, here you go.
The old galley nipper.
Yep.
Hmm. I had another mosquito story I just remembered.
Go ahead. And I'll tell you what I think the galley nipper is.
Okay. I think we shared this, or I may have shared this before, so if I have, stop me. But it was like 3 or 4 years ago now when we went fishing up in Minnesota. We came back in for the evening and, you know, just sitting around basically a fire outside, you know, just enjoying the sunset, talking. And it was me and my friend Joey talking out on the bench, the porch swing outside. And I felt like, oh, man, I'm a little scratchy. My back itches. You know, we went inside, scratched my back. My itches. So I asked Joey, hey, do I got a mosquito bite on my back? And I lift my shirt up and he just goes, oh my gosh. And I go, what? He's like, your whole back, it's covered. And he took a picture of it. I tried looking at my phone. I think it's on my old phone. But my whole back was just annihilated. Entire back lit up. I had mosquito bites from, you know, top to bottom. But somehow, like the next morning, they were all gone. Very strange.
Hmm.
Very strange, because I was like, it was the first night of fishing, too. So I'm like, it's going to suck to deal with all week. Next day, they were gone. It was very strange and odd.
So what do you think about this story?
This galley nipper?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was going to ask you this question, too. Would you rather, since we talked about this weekend ice fishing, would you rather fight an ostrich or an ostrich-sized hornet?
An ostrich.
Okay. Yeah. Good answer. Me too.
What do you mean? There's no comparison.
What do you mean?
You ever seen the mandibles on a hornet or a wasp?
Yeah, absolutely terrifying.
I've seen them eat animals like 15 times their size alive.
Yeah, so that would be a bad one to go against.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to win against the ostrich, but it's not going to start eating my guts while I'm alive. Right.
I guess you're right.
It's just going to kick me to death.
Right, yeah.
And it'll be over.
Ah, fair. All right. Well, that answers that question. Hornets suck.
I mean, you want to get kicked to death, or do you want this thing to sting you and then start eating you while you're alive?
I don't know. I guess kicked to death.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I mean, they both sound awful.
One's a lot quicker.
I still think I could win against an ostrich. I think I could. I'd find a way.
I just love how 15 people are like, no.
I think they underestimate my
I think you
value
are
to live.
Overestimating your ability to grab the head. Because you're like, well, I'll be holding the head down. It can't kick me. There's a lot of steps that have to happen for you to get that head.
Yep, and I'll do it. If there's a will, there's a way.
Anyways, no, I think this falls in. So this is a lumber lure creature that has a lot more historical roots than a lot of lumber lure creatures do.
Mm-hmm.
I think personally that this is following the same line as lumber lore, that they're seeing an animal or seeing something in nature and kind of reverse engineering a cryptid around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one attack, not saying that the people weren't seeing giant mosquitoes, but the one attack has a lot of hoaxness around it.
Okay.
Where people think he was just burnt with a hot coal, and people, originally one of the stories was even that he was burnt with a hot coal and then it got changed to being bit by a galley nipper.
Okay.
I think people were seeing crane flies.
Hmm. What's a crane fly?
It's a barrel galley. So if anybody didn't know, if you've ever seen a mosquito from a 50-cent piece or bigger, they're actually crane flies.
Okay.
They are cousins of mosquitoes-ish. They look like a giant, giant mosquito, except they actually eat insects like mosquitoes.
So those are mosquito killers or hunters, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah. But people freak out, like, there's a mosquito the size of a dollar
in
my window.
Yes.
And that's a crane fly.
Okay.
So barrel galley is like one of the colloquial names. Like, that's what my grandma always called them, is barrel galleys. Don't hurt the barrel galleys. Put them back outside.
So they're good to have around.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't like mosquitoes, they're definitely one. But they freak you out because they're a mosquito the size of a softball.
Yeah, they do. They look, they're very freaky.
But they're harmless. You can pick them up and stuff like that. Their mouthpieces are so small.
They can't bite you?
Not really. I mean, they're eating tiny insects for their size class.
Yeah.
They're built very lightly. Kind of like a moth is, you know, where if you touch a moth, you're going to break its wings.
Right, yeah.
They're kind of built like that, too. They're really long and lanky.
It's like a daddy long leg and a mosquito mixed hybrid.
I think that could be a big push, is that, especially like white settlers, we're seeing these things for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, that's a giant mosquito.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, they're cousins. They have a very, very similar, they look very similar, completely different feeding behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
I
also wouldn't be surprised, though, you know, before we clear cut the North America.
There was larger species of actual mosquito.
Yeah. Yeah. Or these.
Draining swamps is a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, look at North Ohio.
Especially our area, Northwest Ohio.
Yeah, it was giant, giant wetlands.
The big black swamp.
And they start draining it. You probably lost species of actual, like, massive mosquito.
So, and I'm sure they don't preserve well or fossilize too well, or to the point where, you know, maybe they're so recently extinct, there is no fossils of them.
That could be. There's a bunch of insects and invertebrates like that here in the U.S. Like, we lost an unknown species that my dad had discovered that they use for fishing bait. That I'm a firm believer is an unknown species of leech.
Wow, okay.
Him and my grandpa used to go dig him up in one spot that they knew about from, that was like one of the last remnants of the Black Swamp.
Oh, no.
And they're not there anymore.
Oh, no.
But the way he described him, there's no animal that looks like that that's on the record.
Yeah.
But I believe that what he was seeing, and because they were using them for walleye, because they were the best walleye bait.
Yeah. Oh, man. He finished them off.
It's more the swamp dried up.
I know that, yeah.
Because they were probably detritus, like muck-eating leeches.
Because
most leeches don't actually suck blood.
Mm.
Most leeches are actually like earthworms. They're much more similar to that, where they're eating rotting leaves and stuff like that.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, most leeches don't suck blood. It's the less common lifestyle of a leech.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But I think that's a big push for the galley nipper is probably a little bit of mis ID with like crane flies, or not even mis ID, seeing a giant mosquito like thing and getting bit by mosquitoes. Like I said, tiger mosquitoes, I can't remember. They have something in their saliva that is like hyper irritating.
Ugh.
It felt like we were getting shot with airsoft guns every time we got bit.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
And there's thousands of them.
Yeah, I'd be so mad.
And they're rare. Like big swarms of the tiger mosquitoes are rare.
Yeah.
But when they're in an area, they always put out the alerts about West Nile.
Oh, gosh.
Because they're the ones that, like, I can't remember, like 1 in 5 carry it or something like that.
Jeez.
I don't know how we didn't all die from West Nile.
Hmm. I don't know either, because especially the way they scared us with it. I don't know.
Maybe I have West Nile. Maybe it's been wrong with me for the last decade.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, exactly. Who knows what's in us anymore?
I don't even know what West Nile really does. Isn't a disease. Like, I don't know what it does to a human.
Probably just makes you sick enough to where you need medicine, and then they can sell you medicine. Probably this that simple. I don't know.
But yeah, so this has been the Averysboro Galley Nipper. A fun little cryptid, a lumber lore thing. I like throwing these in there because there's not a lot on.
I like big bugs. Big bug stories.
And this is a bug. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
You're trying to say that's upset me, but you were correct on this one.
I'm not. You act like I don't know these things. I know.
What's the definition of a bug?
You know, what do you mean? Like, what makes it a bug?
Mm-hmm. What makes an arthropod a bug?
The exoskeleton.
No.
The endoskeleton.
No. Yeah, they haven't. Oh, that's like the tundra swan they dressed. I've had endoskeleton. That would be kind of fun to have.
What?
A big Averysboro galley nipper skeleton.
Yeah, that would be.
A swan with a big sucking nozzle
mosquito
on the end of
nozzle.
It.
Yeah. I'm still going to think, I'm going to say these things probably did exist and we ran into them.
I don't know if they exist the size of a man.
Maybe not that big, but there's always that one off, the boss, you know?
I mean, I would go the size of a softball.
Yeah.
There may have been actual, so mosquitoes, everybody didn't know, only females suck blood and they only do it when they're producing eggs because mm-hmm. they can't produce a lot of the compounds for the eggs themselves. So they mm-hmm. need mammal blood most of the time. So something like that I could see where there could be still that big species out there and they're only sucking blood for a limited time.
Yeah.
They may not be nearly as common as little mosquitoes.
Or maybe they weren't even feeding off blood, but you know, these creatures back then.
Just biting
or just, yeah, maybe they're injecting something and feeding off the carcass later. Who knows?
Oh, drinking you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been the great and powerful Mr. Rain.
I've been J Clone 16.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to Crib is the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye. Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.